A mildly relativistic outflow launched 2 years after disruption in the tidal disruption event at 2018 HYZ, by Avetsens et al. We present late-time radio per millimeter, as well as optical, UV and X-ray, detections of the tidal disruption event, TDE, at 2018 HYZ, spanning 970-1300D after optical discovery. In conjunction with earlier deeper limits, including at approximately equals 700D, our observations reveal rapidly rising emission at 0.8 to 240 GHz, steeper than FNewT5 relative to the time of optical discovery. Such a steep rise cannot be explained in any reasonable scenario of an outflow launched at the time of disruption, e.g., off-axis jet, sudden increase in the ambient density, and instead points to a delayed launch. Our multi-frequency data allow us to directly determine the radius and energy of the radio-emitting outflow, showing that it was launched approximately equals 750D after optical discovery. The outflow velocity is mildly relativistic, with beta approximately equals 0.25 and approximately equals 0.6 for a spherical and a 10-carat jet geometry, respectively, and the minimum kinetic energy is AK approximately equals 5.8 times 10 to the power of 49 and approximately equals 6.3 times 10 to the 49 ERG, respectively. This is the first definitive evidence for the production of a delayed mildly relativistic outflow in a TDE. A comparison to the recently published radio light curve of ASASN15OI suggests that the final rebrightening observed in that event, at a single frequency and time, may be due to a similar outflow with a comparable velocity and energy. Finally, we note that the energy and velocity of the delayed outflow in at 2018 HYZ are intermediate between those of past non-relativistic TDEs, e.g., ASASN14LE, at 2019 DSG, and the relativistic TDE SWJ1644+57. We suggest that such delayed outflows may be common in TDEs. This was a mildly relativistic outflow launched 2 years after disruption in the tidal disruption event at 2018 HYZ, by Avetsens et al.